The American Library Association has given its annual award for the most distinguished American picture book for children to South Carolina-born illustrator and author and Winthrop University grad Matthew Cordell. His book, Wolf in the Snow, was published in January of last year. Reviewers have raved about Cordell's creative approach to telling a virtually wordless story, which puts a whole new twist on traditional fairy tale images about little girls and wolves. Matthew Cordell is joining me now. Good afternoon and congratulations.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much.
Were you surprised at this award?
Absolutely surprised. Yeah, it's not like an award that's, say, like the Academy Awards where there's nominations or nominees. You really just find out as the award or the honor recipients, which are sort of like the runners-up, you find out as they're announced who those winners and recipients are. So it's always a huge surprise.
So in your story, a young girl and a wolf pup meet up in a blizzard, and a mutual rescue of sort ensues. So how did this story originate with you?
Well, usually when I write and illustrate my own books, I tend to write a story in its entirety and then come back and put pictures to the words. But in this case, I actually had a drawing that I had done. It wasn't for a book. It wasn't for an assignment or anything. It was just a drawing I sort of had in my mind and wanted to put down on paper. And that drawing was of a girl in a red coat, and she was standing in this snow-covered field. And across from her, staring across from her, was an adult wolf. I didn't have a story for that or anything, but I was really compelled after I finished the drawing to try to do more with it. What I started doing was researching wolves, and the thing that really kept coming, rising to the top of everything I was reading, was sort of how wolves are stereotyped into being these bloodthirsty, savage beasts that are out to get people. And a lot of that stereotype and prejudice comes from, I think, old fairy tales like Little Red Riding Hood and Three Little Pigs. But in fact, wolves, you know, they've been really mistreated by humans and in many cases hunted, and entire populations of wolves have been wiped out. So wolves have become very timid and untrusting of humans, so they really aren't interested in humans to any degree and are quite fearful of humans. So I was kind of putting together this story that I was seeing a girl or a person who was distrustful of wolves, and wolves were distrustful of a person, but how could these two people overcome those prejudices to somehow help each other by the end of the day? And in the end, it was sort of a reflection too on just how people are with other people, you know, just very judgmental of other people for being different from them. But how can they get past those things? How can they overlook those things for the greater good of us all?
With that in mind, why do you think the Wolf in the Snow story struck such a chord with readers and with the children's literature community?
I think part of it comes from those ideas of judgment and trying to rise above that to learn about each other. I think we're sort of in a very tumultuous time, unfortunately, where there is a lot of judgment and a lot of snap judgment, where people are constantly attacking each other and for their differences.
Mr. Cordell, that decision to do this book virtually without words, with no real dialogue at all, how did you decide on that particular technique for this particular story?
Every other book I've written has been told primarily through a text or a manuscript. In the case of this book, it did start out as a traditionally sort of written story, but because of the nature of the environment in the story and the characters being isolated in nature and a person and an animal, I felt like by the end of it, the story did not need the words, and the words were kind of being overly descriptive and they became unnecessary, and it was better suited and more dramatic for it to be told through the pictures alone.
Matthew Cordell is the winner of this year's Caldecott Medal for Most Distinguished American Picture Book for Children, awarded by the American Library Association. Mr. Cordell, congratulations again, and thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.